3 months ago, Prince William and his wife Catherine shared their bundle of joy with the world. And just as the royal couple broke with tradition when they released these family snapshots as Prince George's first official photos, Will and Kate are continuing to do things their way. Prince George will be christened in the small Chapel Royal at St. James's Palace, rather than the traditional music room in Buckingham Palace. Kate was confirmed into the Church of England here. The coffin of William's mother, Princess Diana, was put on display at this chapel after her 1997 death. Penny Jr. is Prince William's biographer.
I think this chapel basically has got meaning for them, whereas a room in the vast Buckingham Palace is a bit more impersonal.
The guest list will be limited by the small space and the couple's preferences. Immediate family will attend, but some senior royals have not been invited. Royal author Ingrid Seward says this shouldn't be viewed as a snub.
Princess Anne wasn't at Prince William's christening because she said she had a rabbit shoot at her country house on that day, and it caused a huge scandal. Everyone thought it was because Anne and Diana didn't get on, but it was actually because they were doing something else.
Even William's godfather, Constantine II, the former king of Greece, won't attend.
If the family wanted a bigger affair, they would make it. If they wanted a small affair, they'd get that. I think it's perfectly all right.
Britain's most senior clergyman, Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, says he is happy to be a part of this baby's relationship with God.
The great good news is that God doesn't care who we are. The baby is committed into God's hands. I will mark Prince George with the sign of the cross on his forehead. And that's exactly what every priest always does at every single baptism.
No matter how small or private the ceremony, Britons like John Lowry are pleased to share in the royal family's personal moment.
I'm excited, the crowds will be excited, the fans will be excited, the press will be excited, everybody's excited. And of course, the royal family will be very excited. And of course, the late Diana, Prince of Wales, will be shining down on them.
Margaret Tyler has devoted her entire London home to royal family memorabilia, with a collection of 10,000 pieces.
Any member of the royal family would be very welcome. And I think they feel at home here, really, for the very simple reason all their relatives are here.
She hopes to buy souvenirs from the christening for her collection. Perhaps she'll join other Britons in saving a commemorative coin. The cheapest is priced at about $20, with the gold kilo costing more than $80,000. Carla Babb, VOA News.